Hey, I'm Anjali, and you're listening to The World is Open. I'm going to start with a story today, my brother's story when he was in school. I think he must be in third grade or so. That means in 1994-95. Well, one day he came back from school with a school bag that weighed almost a ton on his back. The moment he entered the room, he said, "I just don't understand why we have to carry so much. Every day I feel like a construction worker carrying heavy rocks up and down the 4 flights of stairs. I wish there was an easier and lighter option with all the bells and whistles that the traditional book has." Almost 2 decades after this dialogue, and his wish has been granted. E-books and e-readers, a revolution that is gaining momentum every year. Nowadays, in the time that it takes to go to a bookstore, find a book, pay for it, and go home, a person is able to download a book and start reading it. With e-readers such as Kindle, iPad, and Nook, one can have hundreds of books that weigh less than a pound. People working for the betterment of e-readers are definitely dealing with issues like platform compatibility, copyright, massive effort required to convert books into e-books, economic implications on book sales, and even issues on student-preferred modes of study. This last roadblock brings me to the quote I liked from one of the articles for this week. The article, "Digital Text and the Future of the Education, Why Books?" by Michael Myria, Priya Nilani, and Scott Perkins, was very perceptive of future of the educational text. The article said that creating innovative and interactive learning activities that fully engage learners in experiences they perceive to be both interesting and relevant to their interests and future is really important. This is an exciting dilemma. The resulting implementation just might not be called a book. The article that I read for this week elaborated 3-phase process followed by Northwest Missouri State University to study the feasibility of transitioning from traditional textbooks to e-textbooks, along with the extensive integration of e-textbooks across the university's academic environment. The study concluded with the aim of managing the transition to e-books in a way that contains costs and obtains the support of students, faculty, and the administration. I think ebooks can do everything that a normal paper book can do and much more. And I think this is the reason why it is such a tempting alternative for a traditional book. First of all, there is a drastic change from carrying tons in your backpack as opposed to carrying one device that can hold pretty much all the books and documents you need to get through the semester. Because of the mobility of different e-readers, one can read the books anytime, anywhere. My favorite. They will not be left collecting dust on your shelf, believe me. Initial range of e-readers needed to have the book in a particular format. But with ever-revolutionizing technology, now one can read PDFs on e-readers. My favorite feature of the e-reader is their ability to highlight, annotate, and add bookmarks as I read. The list just goes on. Especially with the new and exciting features all the e-readers have been adding. My grandfather is a renowned writer in India, and I grew up listening him and my parents discuss amazing English classics. I started reading at an early age. The most exciting part of the reading experience was, of course, the discussions I could take part in now that I was reading and enjoying it. Somehow switching from paper books to e-books was not a thinkable option for me. I loved the smell of the books. But then, reading through the articles for this week and especially tidbits for this week, I find myself comparing which e-reader to buy in near future. News for my husband. We all know quite a bit about Kindle and Nook and iPad and Sony Reader. Well, Google is now entering the e-book fight with its own unique arsenal of cloud computing. Unlike Kindle or Nook that allow you to read e-books on only that device, Google is making its ebooks available on the web. This will allow users to read a particular book from any device, be it a laptop, a smartphone, or an e-reader. Amazon, that currently holds about 72% market share of ebooks, is consequently changing its strategies to expand its bases. Very interesting. A lot of work has been going on in the area of e-readers and ebooks. However, with so many electronic devices which can store thousands of books, what is that special quality that makes paper books still appealing? Find an answer for this and we find a key to maximize potential of ebooks. We are coming to the end of this week's podcast, and like promised, I want to end with a link to the most interesting video. This week I decided to share a video named The Future of the Book, IDEO. Meet Nelson, Copeland and Alice. The Faces of Tomorrow's Book. Watch global design and innovation consultancy IDEO's vision for the future of the book. Watch how new experiences might be created by linking diverse discussions, how additional value could be created by connecting readers to one another, and how many innovative ways we might use to tell our favorite stories and build a community around books. Watch it to believe it. Signing off now. See you all next week with treasures from the open world.